All right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Thursday, June 6th of 2024. Looking ahead, we have our big Game 1 NBA Playoff Finals Showdown tonight with a big $1 million to first contest. So good luck to all of you playing that contest. We have a 3-game early MLB slate already underway, 7-game MLB main slate later this evening, and then golf teed off earlier this morning as well. So for those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. With that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and we do this show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. But a fun day of DFS today. I love having DFS going on all day long here. Get a nice all-day sweat, some fun entertainment throughout the day. And we have a number of questions to get us started today. But if you guys have questions, now's a good time to get those in the queue, and we'll get to all the questions before the end of the show, as always. All right. First question. I typically enter contests of various sizes, 5,000 to 50,000 entries for each slate. I will run a contest sim and choose lineups for smaller fields and then separately for larger fields. This sometimes results in same lineups being entered into multiple contests. Do I just accept that these lineups are the best ones and should be entered into multiple contests? Or is there a way to ensure that each lineup I enter is only in one contest? Okay, good question. So yes, there is absolutely a way to make sure that a lineup only goes into a contest one time. And we highly recommend this, right? So I'm going to run some lineups for this NBA showdown. Just make two quick adjustments to projections. Only going to build 200 lineups here for the sake of time. But let's say that, you know, I'm playing two contests tonight, right? I go to my contest and I'm going to play, you know, got a couple tickets for the million. And then maybe I'm going to play like the $1 20 max, right? So I have these two contest sims set up. I can see them here in my contest sim settings. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to hit run contest sim. So let's say that, you know, I have five tickets and I have the 20 max, right? So I'm going to do one build and I'm going to look for 25 lineups, right? Well, maybe I want to do these separately, right? I want to enter them one at a time. I want to optimize lineups for each one. So first thing I'm going to do is build my five lineups. And then once the contest sim finishes, I'm going to go and I'm going to sort by the appropriate contest sims risk adjusted ROI. Now, once I'm done with this, before I move on to the $1 20 max, I'm going to trash these five lineups. I'm going to use this little trash icon. It's going to move these five lineups to the trash. So by doing this, I'm using the five lineups in one contest. I'm getting rid of them. I'm putting 20 new lineups here. I'm going and changing my contest sim to the next contest that I'm optimizing for. And then I get a new set of 20 lineups. So getting rid of the lineups that you're using after you've filled your entries is the best way to ensure that every entry that you have gets a unique lineup and no lineup is used more than once. So that is what we recommend. All right. Looks like a similar question to the one that we just answered. So next question says, similar to the above, if I make lineups in different builds and put the ones I like in my favorites, is there any way to quickly check if I have the same lineup in there multiple times? So the favorites, as far as I know, will prevent duplicates from being put into there. Now, at least that is the way that it is intended to work. So if you have the same lineup in one build, the same lineup in another build, you send both of those to the favorites. That lineup should only go in one time. Now, if it is going in more than one time, that is probably something is going wrong. And what I would encourage you to do is go to the top right menu, go to report a problem, write us a brief description of what is happening, and then our team can troubleshoot it and look into it further. But as far as I'm aware, that is supposed to be prevented by the favorites tab. All right, next question here. When a player is ruled out, and after I quick swap him for best available or best from same team, and then go to late swap, does the exposure settings I put go over to late swap? So if I had a maximum 20% Astros, would that be in the late swap, or do I need to redo my exposure settings? Okay, good question. So what I would say here is that you're going to have an option for this. So let me go and get a quick CSV here for just this random NBA two-game night slate. MLB two-game night slate. And I'll show you how this works. So just getting a quick entry file. All right, so going to come in here, going to go to contest. So you have to have a CSV for the late swap button to be active is basically the point here. So once I am in my build, I'm ready to late swap. I click the double arrow button pointing horizontally. Now in the bottom left here, you have this swap method setting. Now when you open it, there's two options. And I'm going to remove the question here because it's blocking it. There is use defaults and there is clone current build settings. So if you use the defaults, you're going to get a brand new build. Nothing that you did in the previous build is going to carry over. But if you use the clone option, then that 20% Astros, any projection adjustments, any filters, any rules, anything like that will carry over to the next build. The important thing is if you are in the contest tab, it will not work because there is that information isn't available in the contest tab. So be in the build you want, use the clone option, and that will carry those adjustments you've made over to late swap. All right, next question here, and I'm going to jump back to our NBA slate for tonight because this is NBA related. For NBA showdowns, is it best to cut down your captain pool? And also, what filters should we use for profitable lineups? Okay, so I actually like the idea of curating my captain pool a little bit. And the reason is just because this is something that Matt's talked about a little bit in like some pro videos. It's like when something happens, you know, say one out of 5,000 times, well, you don't know if it's actually one out of 5,000 or if it's one out of 10,000 or one out of 20,000 because you don't really know when the next time an occurrence like that would have happened. And so I like to just kind of filter by upside here. So something that I like to do is just come in here, sort by like a percentile, and then kind of come down here and just like find a cutoff point. And, you know, this isn't like some groundbreaking, like, you know, revelation or anything like that. Like, you know, you come in here and you look at the lowest percentile guys and they're going to have, you know, some of the smallest ownership at the captain spot, and like for good reason, right? You know, the field understands that these guys aren't high percentile players, probably not going to get a ton of points. Like all this little ownership, you know, to me, it adds up a little bit, right? Like if I wanted to make a cutoff, maybe at like this 25 point mark at, you know, Sam Hauser and just like get rid of all these guys below using something like a filter that is only for captains, say with my projection greater than, I don't know what the value was here. I got to check again. I would have said, this is kind of interesting, right? How Josh Green is projected for like 14.8 points and Sam Hauser is projected for like 12.2. So like a 2.6 projection difference, but then their percentiles at the top range are actually very, very similar, right? So this is kind of interesting. I'm almost positive that percentiles are available here. Okay. So show players with 95th percentile, greater than, I'm going to say 25, right? And then I kind of get rid of Green and Hauser here. So like, you know, the cutoff point is a little bit arbitrary. You got to kind of find something that like feels right for you, is good. But then, you know, if you look at this, you know, this is somewhere around like 6% ownership. So imagine that, you know, you're building a pool of lineups where you're getting everybody at about the rate that they're optimal. Well, there's like 6% of lineups that you get back that, you know, go into your pool as maybe lineups that you would rather play, right? So that would be like 300 lineups in a pool of 5,000 that you would be, you know, better suited with here, right? So it's something that I'm definitely open to, something that I like the idea of. Not saying you have to, but I think it's a fine idea overall. And then second part of the question was, also, what filters should we use for profitable lineups? So, you know, this is probably a good opportunity to talk about the update that went live earlier today. So in case you guys missed it, we made an announcement. Matt did said, we just released a big update to our NBA ownership showdown model just in time for the finals tonight. Field lineups and player ownership for NBA single game formats are now much more accurate, particularly in terms of predicting dupes. We also increased the default field size to 20,000 lineups. And then it says, just a small note here, nothing important, but we've increased the NBA field lineups to 20,000 lineups to make it more accurate for some of these bigger contests tonight. And then we've made some updates for just our overall ownership projections, right? So that's going to help out a lot. And then having the bigger field lineups is going to make the dupes calculation more accurate if you're using the contest sims. But what I would do here is I would still recommend using geometric mean. Now, if you guys aren't familiar with it, we do have tutorials around it, good tutorials here, which I will show and drop in the chat here. So if you go to our support library and then you type in geometric, we have this video, how do ownership product and ownership geometric mean work? This is a calculation to help you account for duplication. And especially on a night like tonight, where the contests are so big, duplication is going to be a very, very important thing to be aware of, right? The goal with accounting for duplication is when you win first place, you want to assume you want to get as much of the first place prize as you can. So that's why it is important to play good lineups, but find a balance between lineups that maybe aren't going to be so duplicated, but still have a good win probability. So I would use some type of geometric mean calculation and what that would look like here. Say I'm playing, you know, let's go back to the $1.20 max, 71,000 entries. Well, let's say that, you know, I want to play lineups that are going to be duped less than 20 times, right? So then I go in here, I do parentheses, 20 divided by 71,000 to the power of 1 divided by 6, where 6 is the number of players in my lineup. And then that gives me a geo mean of 25.6 is how I would write it in the app. So if you are on the standard plan or like advanced or like starter, what I would do is I would make a lineup rule. I would go to add new rules. I would go to aggregate and I would say my own geometric mean no more than 25.6. Now, it's a good estimate. Doesn't mean that every lineup is going to be duped 20 times or less, but this will definitely help you to play some more less duplicated lineups here, right? So I'm going to save that. Now, when I use it as a rule, every lineup that I build is going to be with under this threshold. The other option that you can do is if you're on Pro or Ultimate, you could use it as a custom metric. So what I've done here is created a custom metric that says my own product geo mean value. So it is calculating the geometric mean of each lineup and then providing it as a summary statistic here. And then what I could do is I could go into my lineup filters. I can go to add filter and then I could say, show me lineups with geo mean less than 25.6. Any lineup above this value is going to go to the trash. And then I will be only left with lineups that are below it. So that is something that I will definitely be doing for my own NBA showdown lineups tonight. But with that said, looks like we're all caught up with questions here in the Discord as well as the YouTube chat. So appreciate you guys tuning in. I will be right back here tomorrow, Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.